Next up is Dana Colahan. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the committee. My name is Dana Colahan, and I'm the Maine State Director at Community Action Works Campaigns, and I'm here to testify in support of LD 1693. As you've heard today, we have a loophole on our hands that has allowed for Maine to become a toxic dumping ground for the Northeast. It's time for us to put our communities first and close this egregious loophole. At Community Action Works Campaigns, we believe that environmental threats are big, but the power of well-organized community groups is bigger, which is why we work side by side with everyday people to confront those who are polluting and harming the health of our communities. Today, I'm honored to stand side by side with Don't Waste Maine and Sunlight Media Collective, a coalition of impacted Mainers fighting for policies that actually protect the health of communities most at risk from the impacts of waste facilities. Juniper Ridge Landfill is rapidly getting filled up with toxic out-of-state waste. We've seen repeated expansions required and authorized by the state, bringing the landfill's total capacity to over 20 million cubic yards. That's equivalent to 322 Empire State Buildings. And it's, you know, a massive landfill. And if you've ever seen it in person, you'd feel justified calling it a mountain. And it's rapidly growing and it's rapidly getting filled with hundreds of thousands of tons of out-of-state waste. And as you've heard, you know, we're feeling the impact of this because Massachusetts has done a better job of strengthening their waste regulations than we have. In Massachusetts, you can't dispose of construction demolition debris at solid waste facilities within the state. This was intended to both work towards increasing the recycling, but also in hopes of diverting the toxic material CDD can contain, like mercury, lead, and arsenic, and reducing the health threats these toxins pose. Unfortunately, as a state, we haven't yet followed suit. Instead, we've allowed for a loophole to exist that have brought these threats to our door. Furthermore, Juniper Ridge Landfill borders the Penobscot River and sits above the Penobscot Aquifer. Landfill leachate likely containing PFAS is being sent to local sewer systems, discharged after minimal treatment into the Penobscot River. As we've heard from Don and from Molly, this is environmental injustice. A polluting company is profiting from the destruction of the natural environment at the expense of the Penobscot Nation and the surrounding working class residents living close to Juniper Ridge. These communities bear the biggest burden of the landfill, yet have systematically been excluded from the decision-making process. Old Town residents were denied requests for hearings when Juniper Ridge Landfill was being licensed back in the early 2000s. The municipality has been stripped of any right to regulate the landfill, and the Citizen Advisory Committee has been excluded from meaningful decisions. This speaks volume to the power and significance of a community-driven initiative to close the loophole. This bill significantly reduces out-of-state waste going to Juniper Ridge and codifies that environmental justice is taken into consideration for new or expanding solid waste facilities. There is more that we need to do to ensure that communities that have been the most impacted and targeted for polluting industries are protected. And there's more we need to do to develop robust in-state recycling systems for Maine waste. But this bill is a critical step for us to get there. We hope you take action to manage our waste better, but more importantly, to protect our communities better by supporting LD 1693. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much to you for your testimony. Are there any questions from the committee? All right, not seeing any. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Next up is Cheryl Robertson.